They made the beach an hour after dawn. Sunflash gathered them behind a rocky outcrop, from where they could see the broad stream flow across the shore and into the sea. Folding a leaf, he began blowing a high-pitched signal. Logalog looked at him strangely.
What are you doing, friend?
Sunflash stopped blowing.
Just a chance a friend of mine might be around. Right, we need a plan. You otters, swim upstream and see if you can sight the sea rat ship coming this way. Logalog, have you got any ideas how we can slow them down or stop them from reaching the sea?
The shrewd chieftain scratched his scrubby chin as he gazed out over the beach. Then he pointed to one spot.
See there? That's where the sand forms in a bump on the tide line. The river flows shallowest over that part. Musco, Flume, go and check it out for depth.
The two shrews dashed out to the spot and plunged into the water. A moment later, they were out and running back dripping.
Neck high, Chief. Just about neck high.
Logalog turned to Sunflash.
That should be enough. How strong are you, friend?
Sunflash shrugged.
Strong enough. Tell me what you want me to do, and we'll see how strong I am.
Captain Warpclaw of the slave ship Gutprow was a true Corsair sea rat. Tattooed from face to claws, decked out in tattered silks and brass earrings, with a broad scimitar thrust into his waistband. He stood perched on the stern behind the tiller rat, leering down at the huddle of terrified shrew babes, crowding together around the mast pole in the shade of Gutprow's huge single green sail. The dull-eyed slaves chained at the oar banks pulled steadily, keeping their faces down. They pitied the young captives, who would be condemned like them to a life at the oars of some piratical galley, but they were afraid to offer them any comfort. Warpclaw ducked his head, and breaking a green twig from an alder tree as it brushed the ship's side, he found himself at the leafy twig, breathing deep of the good morning air. He was in a rare good mood, happy to be sailing seaward after a successful raid that had netted him a good cargo of young ones from the shrew settlement upstream. Warpclaw called up to the lookout high on the masthead.
Ahoy, Bilgesnight!
Any sign of blue water yet?
Not yet, Captain. Mayhap we'll catch a glimmer of sea round the next bend. Caught before now.
Warpclaw stalked down the steps from the stern into the midship well, turning to the fat-bellied stoat who wore a broad leather belt and carried a braided sinew whip. He said,
Too fair a morning to be dawdling, Bulgorn. Tickle your rowers up a bit. Let's see a turn of speed out of this craft.
Grinning cheerfully through a mouthful of blackened and broken teeth, the stoat cracked his long whip across the naked backs of the rowers. Painfully, they increased their oar strokes under the vicious swish and crack of Bulgorn's lash. The shrew babes had to crouch low to avoid being hit by the whip's backlash. They whimpered and squeaked with fear.